This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
It's all about Harry Kane on the back pages today, and rightly so. He is now Tottenham's all-time record goal scorer. Tottenham Hotspur 1, Manchester City 0. Welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all keeping well. So this is another edition of Spurs in the Media, where I'll be going through all of today's newspapers, looking at all of the articles from the national press today from the game Tottenham Hotspur 1, Manchester City 0, Harry Kane, a record breaker. Now let's get straight into it. Let's start with the back page of the Daily Mail today, and it says the greatest. Harry Kane hits goal number 267 to overtake Greaves as Spurs' top scorer. Harry Kane became Tottenham's record goal scorer yesterday when he swept home the winner against Manchester City to put daylight between him and Spurs legend Jimmy Greaves. Also a double page spread from the Daily Mail today, and it says Harry's magical moment. Kane's historic goal sinks City. It says here 267 Harry by numbers. Now Kane is out on his own for Spurs. Harry Kane 267 goals. Jimmy Greaves 266. Bobby Smith 208. Martin Shivers 174. And Cliff Jones 159. And brings up a double century of his 267 goals. 200 have come in the Premier League. Only behind now Alan Shearer 260 and Wayne Rooney 208. In English top flight history, he is the 28th man to score a double ton. Harry Kane has scored 36 of his Premier League goals at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, two behind his 38 at White Hart Lane. His favourite manager to play under was Mauricio Pochettino, for whom he scored 128 times. He's now got 33 under Antonio Conte. Now, the attendance on Sunday at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium was 61,747. Those people witnessed history yesterday, Harry Kane becoming Tottenham's all-time record goalscorer. I cannot tell you how pleased I am for him. Now, he was awarded Man of the Match by the Daily Mail today. He got an 8 out of 10. The other player ratings, Hugo Lloris a 7, Romero a 7, Dier a 7, Davies a 7, Emerson Royale a 7, which I think Emerson Royale is underrated there. I thought he had a fantastic game yesterday, probably his best performance in a Tottenham Hotspur shirt. They have given Pierre-Emile Højbjerg a 6.5. I think that is very underrated as well. He had a fantastic match yesterday. Bentancur a 7, Perisic a 6.5. Kulusevski a 7.5, Hunmin Son a 7.5, and as I say, Harry Kane, 8 out of 10. Now next up, the Sun newspaper. Harry Kane is on the back page yet again. Harry Kane really does dominate every single national paper today, and rightly so. It says the England captain, 29, fired a 15th minute winner to boost Spurs' top four hopes, denting Manchester City's title bid. It says, call time, great. Sick Conte phones Harry after he breaks Greaves' record to sink City. It says here, boss Antonio Conte watching from home after an operation, congratulating Harry Kane in the home dressing room with a phone call to say he was proud. Kane said, it's a magical moment. In the inside of the Sun newspaper today, it says, it's a funny old Kane. Of course, Jimmy Greaves used to say, football is a funny old game. Harry breaks record and stuns club he really wanted to join. It says here, Harry Kane has scored the opening goal in 7 Premier League games this season, more than any other player, with Spurs going on to win all 7. Let's have a look at the match stats. Shots, Tottenham Hotspur had 12 to Manchester City's 15. Shots on target, Spurs had 3, Manchester City had 5. Possession, Spurs had 36% to Manchester City's 64. Passes, Spurs 301 to Manchester City's 543. Touches in the opposition box, Spurs 28, City 33. Fouls conceded, Spurs 19, City 14. Corners, Spurs 4, City 6. Yellow cards, Spurs had 2. Manchester City also had 2. And red cards, Spurs 1. Of course, Christian Romero was sent off. Manchester City 0. And what about this for a stat? Manchester City's record at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, they have now played us 5 times there in April 2019, February 2020, November 2020, August 21, and of course yesterday. They have failed to score a goal in all 5 visits. We won 1-0, 2-0, 2-0, 1-0 and 1-0. Now for a poll from the Daily Telegraph today, and Harry Kane's on the front of the sports supplement. It says here, King Harry, Kane breaks Greaves' all-time Tottenham goal-scoring record. Harry Kane celebrates scoring the winner and his 267th goal for Tottenham, surpassing Jimmy Greaves. The result moves Spurs to within a point of the top 4 and gives Arsenal a reprieve in the title race. Double page spread from the Daily Telegraph today as well, and it says here, Antonio Conte calls record breaker Kane to say, you make me proud. Antonio Conte called Harry Kane from his sickbed to tell him, you make me proud, after the forward struck his 267th goal for Tottenham Hotspur to overtake Jimmy Greaves and become the club's all-time leading goalscorer. So Harry Kane's 267 goals for Spurs. He has 200 in the Premier League, 21 in the Champions League, 18 in the Europa League, 15 in the FA Cup, 7 in the League Cup and 6 in the Europa Conference League. How he scored and where: his right foot 165, left foot 51, head 49, other 2. Inside the box, 236. Outside the box, 31. Penalties, 39 goals. Doubles, 45. 13 hat-tricks. He has scored 135 goals at home, 131 away, 1 at a neutral stadium. Of course, that was MK Dons. 49 at White Hart Lane, 30 at Wembley Stadium, and 55 at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Now for a report from the Daily Express today, and this wonderful picture of Harry Kane celebrating his goal. King Kane, it says here, Harry has Shearer in his sights after record goal. Harry Kane entered the Tottenham record books and then targeted Alan Shearer's Premier League hole. Talking about Alan Shearer's record, Harry Kane said, I saw him last week. I'm not sure he'll be happy or not, but I've got plenty of goals to come. I'm feeling good. Alan has the record. I'll see if I can beat it. Now, double page spread from the Express today. Harry hits Spurs heights. And there is also a quote from Danny Greaves, the son of Jimmy Greaves. And he said, congratulations on beating Dad's record. If anyone was going to beat it, Dad was delighted it was going to be you. Now, the Daily Express player ratings today, Hugo Lloris a 7, Romero an 8, Dier a 7, Davis a 6, Emerson Royale they have given a 6. I must say that these ratings are pretty harsh. Give credit where credit is due. Dier, Davis and Royale should be better than a 7, a 6 and a 6. Anyway, Bentancur an 8, Højbjerg an 8, Perisic a 6, Kulusevski a 6, Harry Kane a 9, Heung-min Son a 7. Now for a report from the Daily Star today, and I think that this heading certainly sums up Harry Kane, Mr. Spurfect. Harry Kane has set his sights on Alan Shearer's Premier League record after crowning himself the King of Tottenham. Now there's a double page spread in today's Daily Star, and it gives Milestone's first goal against Shamrock Rovers in a 4-0 win back in December 2011, the 50th goal for Spurs in a 2-2 draw against Leicester in 2016, his 100th goal in a 3-0 win against Everton in 2017, his 150th goal against PSV in a 2-1 win in 2018, his 200th goal for Spurs in November 2020 against Ludogorets in a 3-1 win, his 250th goal for Spurs back in August 22 against Wolves, his 266th goal against Fulham in a 1-0 win in January, and then of course his 267th goal yesterday, breaking the Tottenham Hotspur record against Manchester City. And the Daily Star rightly state here, the whole stadium stayed to worship one of their own. Harry Kane was actually interviewed after the match by Paul Coit, thanking all of the fans for all of their support, whether they were in the stadium or whether they were watching the game on TV. Harry Kane looked extremely happy, and he also thanked all of his teammates past and present. Now for a report from the Times newspaper. Now on their sports supplement, it's not about Harry Kane, it is about Erling Haaland. They have stated no goals, no shots, no touches in here, in the box, the invisible man. Now in the Times newspaper today, it says Kane record even makes Arsenal happy. I tell you what, why do we have to have Arsenal's name in these articles when it should all be about Spurs? It should all be about our fantastic performance, how we played well for the full 90 minutes, which is probably a first all season. And all of these headings should be about Harry Kane, not about our North London rivals. Anyway, the player ratings today from the Times newspaper, they have given Hugo Lloris a 7, Romero an 8, Dier an 8, Davis a 7, Emerson Royale an 8, Pierre Højbjerg an 8, this is more like it, Bentancur a 7, Perisic a 7, Kulusevski a 7, Heung-min Son an 8, and Harry Kane an 8. Now for a report from the Daily Mirror, and it says here 267 goals, the Hotspur hero, Harry, I want to be a Shiro. Kane breaks Greaves' goal record and City hearts and says, I'd love to beat Shearer too. Now, the player ratings from the Daily Mirror today, Hugo Lloris a 7, Romero a 7, Dier a 7, Davis a 7, Emerson a 7, Højbjerg an 8, Bentancur a 7, Perisic a 7, Kulusevski a 7, Heung-min Son a 7, and Harry Kane an 8. Now, all players there with either a 7 or an 8, that is when you know the team have performed well. And what about this for a stat? Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola has lost all 5 of his visits to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in all competitions. It's the away ground he's managed at the most without ever winning in his managerial career. Now let's hear from Christian Stellini, who of course took charge of Tottenham yesterday, very animated on the touchline at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. He has now took charge of Spurs for 2 games. He has won 2 games against Marseille and against Manchester City. Let's also hear from Pep Guardiola.
Harry Kane is football. In his DNA, you can feel, you can smell that every time he can shoot the best football you can see. To compare one player like Harry Kane to the top in the history, you have to wait the end of his career, but we want to enjoy every day to see him like we do normally, and into the pitch, out of the pitch, during the training, when he speak with the player, when he speak with the manager, he show football, and you can understand in every moment, and he's amazing to enjoy and to work with player like Harry.
I'm not going to say Harry team, otherwise Pochettino will be still grumpy and upset with me, and I don't want it. On behalf of Manchester City, I can say congratulations for this incredible milestone. He's an exceptional player, not just a top goal scorer. So, and yeah, just congratulations for this.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is, that's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van, unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.